Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Stacking the Box. Ian McMillan here, Sterling Holmes. Football is slowly starting to ramp up. Training camps, I think most training camps opened up now. I don't think the Falcons have. The Chiefs, though, Sterling, have opened their training camp, correct?
Yeah, because the Chiefs care.
Yeah. Well, okay.
What, they're a legit organization that wins Super Bowls. The Falcons, what, they're going to sit on their laurels of how many years ago?
Yeah, I paused because I actually didn't have a comeback for that. It's very tough to have a comeback against anyone who cheers for a team who's back-to-back Super Bowl champion who have Patrick Mahomes. Usually my go-to is Travis Kelce sucker punches people, but I couldn't find a way to fit that into my response. So, yeah, I guess the Chiefs have opened training camp. The Falcons are opening training camp late. I don't know why. Doesn't give me a lot of confidence, but we do. The point is, we have some news to talk about this week, including the break news which broke last Tuesday, so the day after our episode last week. Brandon Ayuk has demanded the trade. Will he be traded? If he is, what's a logical landing spot? We're also going to do an MVP draft, which I will explain when we get to that. We're going to wrap up the show with that as well. So before we get into things, Sterling, as always, DraftKings, they are here with a special offer for new users in a few lucky states. Get up to $300 in bonus bets if you live in Iowa, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, or Wyoming when you sign up using our code STB. New users in these select states can make a first bet of $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, a $10 first bet to get $200 in bonus bets, or a $50 first bet to get $300 in bonus bets. If you don't live in one of those states, no worries. We still got you covered with a $150 bonus bet when you use our code STB when you sign up for an account. The best part is that you will receive your rewards instantly after placing your first bet, even if you lose. Using our code STB not only grants you your bonus bets, but it also directly supports our podcast. If you've been considering signing up for DraftKings, make sure to use the code STB to maximize your first bets. This offer is only available to new customers 21 plus, physically present in legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify. All right.
Everyone should have used that last night. If you've not used it, next time there's a national headline, put money on Castellanos to hit a home run.
Yes.
Because he did yet again. Do you know when he hit his first ever pro home run, Castellanos, by the way? It was in minor leagues, high A ball.
What do you mean?
First time he ever hit a professional home run, like once he got drafted, it was in high A ball. Do you know what happened on the day he hit his first home run?
Oh. It's a great question. I'm trying to think of the year. I don't know. Tell me.
It was the day that Osama bin Laden was killed.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
That was his first home run. So we should have known from the get-go, this man loves to try and steal the spotlight back.
So, it's crazy how often it happens. Of course, happened again yesterday, Joe Biden stepping down and Castellanos. It's a dinger. And
there's a drive into deep left field.
Yep. All right, let's dive into it. Brandon Ayuk demands trade. I know there's a lot of issues. He wanted an extension or a new contract with the 49ers all offseason. They were never able to agree to one. And now he has demand of the trade. First things first, will they trade him, Sterling?
No, I don't think they do. Because the Niners hold a lot of the power here. So Brandon Ayuk was... Let me check something really quickly just to confirm. Because he was not a first round. He was a first round draft pick, right?
I think he was a late first, wasn't he?
So this is, he's currently playing on, or would be playing on the fifth year of his rookie contract, right?
Mm.
So he still has the fifth year. Well, what happens after that? The franchise tag.
Right.
So he is this year, next year, basically under club control. And if you want to get crazy with it, you can say you can get 2 years of franchise tag. We just don't typically talk about that because no team really does that because it's silly. The amount of money you have to pay for two franchise tags is just asinine. So you're looking at this year under the fifth year rookie option and the next year under the franchise tag. Well, he'll be making a lot of money under the franchise tag, but that also comes with the non-guarantees. If an injury were to happen, all of a sudden something bad happens. Next thing you know, well, that was your only year. You could be out of the NFL. Who knows? Just based on circumstance. Unlikely, but a possibility. So guys typically like to have the security of the obvious 4 year plus contract, especially for a wide receiver. The issue is San Fran doesn't have to do anything. They can play hardball. They can say, okay, so you're going to sit out this year? Well, we'll franchise tag you. You're going to sit out 2 years and then try and hit free agency? Yeah, good luck. That ain't going to happen. So if you're the 49ers, you hold the cards here. Brock Purdy, good quarterback. I don't think he's a needle mover necessarily. If you gave him like Mahomes weapons last year or the weapons that Josh Allen has right now with the Bills, that team is not making it to the Super Bowl. I don't think anyone has any reservations saying that. So when you have Brock Purdy as your quarterback, that's a rookie contract. You could say you can try and pay Brandon Ayuk a lot of money right now, but that also means you have the ability to franchise tag him because that money's coming straight out of escrow. So that doesn't really bother you if you have to franchise tag him. I think if you're the Niners, you hold tight, you keep him. If you're Brandon Ayuk, it sucks, but that's just the nature of the business. You'll be making 20 plus mil next year in the franchise tag. I don't think you're going to be hurting when you get that. And then you hit free agency at what? A 27-year-old, I believe, will be his age. That's the way I think it plays out. I could be completely off base and completely wrong, but that's the way I see this thing playing out.
Yeah, there were reports that they were getting close to getting a deal done this offseason, but that was before the other big receivers signed their big contracts, which then moved the market, and then they were very far away with the deal, so it kind of fell apart from there. So he has demanded a trade. Doesn't look like they have any plan on trading him, but he has said that he wants to, there's two teams that he wants to play for. One is the Steelers. The other is the Washington Commanders. He's been especially vocal about teaming up with Jaden Daniels in with the Commanders. What's that?
So he does not care about winning. That seemingly is not on his agenda. Steelers and Washington. That's not screaming, I want to win. That screams, I want to have fun and make my money. Now, I could be off base here, but let's be real. Do you want to make $20 plus million next year on the franchise tag and play for a team competing for a Super Bowl, the best team in the NFC? Or do you want to make $28 million a year and play for Washington and go 6-11?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a take about athletes, especially, well, not even especially, I think all athletes actually care less about winning championships than kind of people think. I think athletes want to play. I think making money is by far their primary concern, and winning might be like third or fourth in that list. So it doesn't surprise me when he says he wants to play. He wants to play with the Commanders or the Steelers. I mean, the Commanders do kind of make sense too. They have Jaden Daniels. I mean, they have the young quarterback. They could be exciting here in a couple of years. But I think the majority of players don't care about winning.
Well, so you and I are on the same page here. I think 90%, not all players, but I think 90% of players, money is the first thing. Money's the second thing. Money's the third thing. And then
fourth
winning.
Would be winning. Playing in a state that doesn't have income tax. And then fifth would be playing in like a fun city. And then sixth might be winning.
I think it's
sixth money. Might be playing with their friends, and then seventh might be winning.
I think realistically money's one, winning's two. Like I think money is the most important factor for the majority of guys. How many times have you heard guys into the offseason go, you know, I just want to win. And then they sign with the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
And you go, okay, you know, you ain't winning there. We know why you did that, because it gave you the best offer. Some guys are honest about that. The majority aren't. I think winning, if it's late on in a player's career, could be. If a guy's made a ton of money and they go, you know what, I'm going to join the Chiefs, I'm going to join the Niners, I'm going to join a team that I think is going to compete. We saw it with the Patriots a good amount, right?
Yeah.
Then sure. Will guys who are off a rookie deal maybe not quite get a contract that they think that they want join one of those competing teams for a year to try and win a championship and then hit the open market again? That's also likely. We saw it with Juju Smith-Schuster, right? We're going to see it this year with Hollywood Brown. Like, that's also a legit possibility. We saw it with Emmanuel Ogba a few years ago. Like, guys who their market's not quite as robust, they go, you know what? I don't want to sign a two-year deal under market value. Let me sign a one-year deal, play decent, try and win a ring, and then try and cash in. That's almost the most likely, because a lot of times, like guys like Hopkins, they've made a lot of money, but they also think, well, this is my last chance to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
No one ever thinks that they're almost at the end of their career. No player typically thinks like that. Anytime a guy has 1 or 2 years left, they think it's 3 or 4. That's the nature of the beast. That's how you have to be. You have to be aggressive, competitive. That's part of being in the NFL. But I, going back to the Niners here, I just don't know what team is going to give up a lot of draft capital for Brandon Ayuk. Because if you trade for Brandon Ayuk, he clearly does not want to play on the fifth-year option nor on the franchise tag, right? So now all you did is trade for a disgruntled player. And now not only did you trade for a disgruntled player who wants a new contract, you're trading for a guy who wants to be paid, most likely, top five. You're going to be paying close to $30 million a year for Brandon Ayuk, right? So if you want a baseline of what a team gets back in return, look no further than the Chiefs when they traded Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill wanted a new contract, right? Mm-hmm. He was going to become the highest paid player or wide receiver in the NFL. What did that return you? Well, it gave you back a decent amount. It allowed you to eventually trade up back into the first round and draft Trent McDuffie, but it wasn't like you're getting two first rounders. You weren't getting a top 15 pick. You weren't getting a top 20, and that's for Tyreek Hill. So I think if you're the 49ers, you're not getting back what you would probably hope you're going to receive. For every time there's a team like Seattle that gives you, that gives up two first rounders for Jamal Adams, teams realize that's dumb. Now you're paying debit and credit. You're paying for the first rounders, and now you're paying them to be the highest paid player at their position. That's damn tough. So if you're the Niners, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't think you trade them for a second rounder. I don't think that's enough value to get back for the 2 years you have them basically under control.
Yeah.
So if you're the Niners, you play hardball, and Ayuk, I would say sorry.
Ayuk wants to get paid like a top five talent. Is he a top five talent?
I think he's top 10. I think he's, you and I think have agreed on this many time, where he's maybe not quite as good as all of the analytical nerds think he is, but he's better than a lot of the people who are just fantasy football mavericks think he is. Like, if you watch football, you know football. Brandon Ayuk is one of those guys that seems perpetually underrated, but he is not Tyreek Hill. He's not Devontae Adams. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Jamar Chase. Is he in that AJ Brown territory? I'm probably having behind AJ Brown. I think I have him in that next tier down. I think he's more important to that offense than Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo Samuel is a very good player. I think Brandon Ayuk is better.
PFF, I don't know what for what it's worth, PFF has him ranked as the second best receiver last year.
Well, that's my point. The nerds and the analytics love Brandon Ayuk. Right. I like Brandon Ayuk a lot. But then you'll go to people who just play fantasy football or who watch the NFL traditionally, and they'll just say Brandon Ayuk is, oh yeah, he's probably top 20. He's top 10 to me.
What is that about the 49ers offense? Because that it's the same case for every single player in the 49ers offense, except for Christian McCaffrey, who we all agree is like a top five player, top three player in the NFL. Every other player, even though the numbers, the metrics, the statistics, everything shows that they're an elite talent, people just for some reason either just don't believe it or they point to it being a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. Brock Purdy's the same way. Brock Purdy is the same as Brandon Ayuk is at receiver, where all the analytics say he's a top three guy, but no one wants to actually admit that he's a top three guy.
Well, because it all works in tandem. Like, it all works in tandem to me. Like, okay, so you have, I think, again, you hear me say, I think Brandon Ayuk is a top 10 wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I think Deebo Samuel is a top 32 wide receiver, right? So that's how we're going to break that down. Wide receiver one, wide receiver two. We've talked about this before. You know, there's maybe 18 wide receiver ones in football. George Kittle's a top five tight end. Trent Williams is the best left tackle in football. Christian McCaffrey's the best running back in football. So it all works in tandem. Yeah. So I'm not trying to knock Brock Purdy. I'm not trying to knock Ayuk and say he's, you know, but I still say he's top 10. I just don't think he's number two, right? Which I don't think is even a hot take. Sometimes PFF's right. Sometimes I think that they're a little bit trying to be the smartest guy in the room. I think that's what it comes down to me. I think the Niners are a well-oiled machine. They're a very well-run organization. I think they're a great team build, an example of how to build a team from the ground up. I think Shanahan deserves a lot of credit. But again, it's one of those situations where they all work very well in tandem. And if you take Ayuk away, for example, now what happens?
Right.
If you take Deebo away, now what happens? You take George Kittle away, now what happens?
Where do you think, let's say he is available, let's say their asking price isn't completely insane. What team do you think would be a smart move for them to try to get Brandon Ayuk? What team do you think he fits with the best, if not the 49ers?
Well, I don't disagree with him. I don't disagree with Washington. Like, that makes a lot of sense. I meant for him wanting to go to Washington seems like a bold move, unless you're just basically saying, you know, I like Jaden Daniels. I know I'm going to get paid there. They have a rookie quarterback, which means I can't afford to get paid, right? Because by the time you pay Brandon Ayuk what he wants, by the time his contract's up, that means now Jaden Daniels is off his rookie contract. Now you can pay him, and most likely Ayuk's either on his way or that second contract's not going to be the same because he's older, right? It'd be after, what, 4 or 5 years, you're talking like a 30-year-old wide receiver, right? I think Washington makes about the most sense because they need a guy to pair with Jaden Daniels. And Brandon Ayuk is, again, a legit wide receiver one. So that, to me, makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to think around the NFL right now. There's not a whole bunch of teams. To me, you have to look at teams that have rookie quarterbacks. Because if you're going to pay Brandon Ayuk, like a top five wide receiver, you're going to have to make a concession somewhere. And the easiest spot is to find a team with a rookie quarterback. Mm. So, it sucks, but New England would make a lot of sense because you have a quarterback on a rookie contract, right? That makes sense. You could go to Minnesota.
What about not a rookie quarterback, but what about the LA Chargers?
Well, that makes
they need a receiver one. If they want to have any hope of competing in the AFC West with the Chiefs, they need a wide receiver one. And right now their wide receivers are Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson.
So, well, I don't agree. I don't disagree. I think it makes the most sense. Honestly, that was a team name I was going to bring up because Ladd McConkey, great. I think he's gonna be a really good receiver. I think he's going to be, I might throw a little money on him for being rookie of the year because he's their wide receiver one this year. He's going to catch so many. It's going to be like an off-brand Puka Nacua. Like if I had to pick one guy who might be the Puka Nacua type of player, it's going to be him. I'm not saying he replicates what Puka did last year, but that's the guy I would tab because of just the team construction right now. Not super high on Quentin Johnston, and they have Joshua Palmer. They need wide receivers. Yep. The issue is they're still trying to shed cap space. They're still trying to find a way to make this work because all of a sudden you have Justin Herbert who is, I believe, was this the last year of his rookie contract? I'm trying to look at their contracts right now.
Wasn't he just signed to a big contract?
Yes, but I'm trying to see when it kicks in. Looks like it kicks in 2026, if I'm not mistaken. Cap number's 46 mil in 2026. Next year, it's 37 mil in 2025. 24, it's 19. So basically, it kicks in a little bit next year, right? As far as how much he's counting against the cap. That's tough, man. Because not only do you have Justin Herbert next year counting 37 mil against the cap, you have Joey Bosa counting 36 mil against the cap and Derwin James counting 23 mil against the cap with not a great way of getting out of those contracts. Mm. Obviously, you have Rashawn Slater, great player, 19 mil against the cap. The Chargers just aren't a super well-constructed team. They're paying, I love Derwin James, that's too much money for a safety, right? Great safety. Too much money for a non-premium position when you're trying to retool this thing. I love Bosa. Seemingly injured a lot. Makes it really hard to get any sort of consistency on defense. I just don't think that the Chargers are the most well-constructed team. On paper, he makes a lot of sense. IU to the Chargers, 100%, I'm in, would be fun to watch. But in reality, I don't know the best way for the Chargers to get that done. I don't see how they do make that happen.
Most likely, Ayuk's probably going to stay with the 49ers. I assume he's eventually going to show up to camp if they don't trade him. And then we'll see what happens after this year. But I'd be surprised if the 49ers end up trading him. I want to ask you, Sterling, about what's going on with... And did you have something else to add?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You asked me. I said I think Washington or, New England, a team with a rookie contract. Do you have any guess where you might think he'd be a good fit?
I was going to say the Chargers, but then you brought up a lot of good points. It's going to be kind of hard to pay him there. So maybe the Commanders does make the most sense. I don't think Minnesota makes sense. They have obviously Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. I think it's the Commanders. Hmm.
So we all agree.
Yeah. I want to ask you, Sterling, about what's going on with the Chiefs stadium. Because I keep seeing reports about this and I haven't really dove deep into it. So instead of being, just reading articles myself, I figured I'd just come on the show and ask you. So are the Chiefs getting a new stadium? Is it going to be in Kansas? What's the deal here? Update me.
Yeah. So Clark Hunt actually spoke today at training camp. He spoke. He was obviously asked a lot about the stadium. They're going to play at Arrowhead until 2031. 2031 is when the lease on the Truman Sports Complex is up, which means at that point they'll have to figure out where they're going. They need to figure out in the next probably 2 years at the absolute latest, most likely probably by this time next year, where they want to go. There was a vote here in Kansas City and they were actually tied to the Kansas City Royals of basically the original proposal was $800 million to the Chiefs. they were going to renovate Arrowhead, and the renovation was basically what you would do if you went to school, you forgot to do your homework, your teacher says, I'm collecting the homework, and then goes, oh, bleep. And then in that 30 seconds, you write a proposal and then hand it in. That's basically what the Chiefs did. Not 100% their fault, but part of it was because the Royals pushed their timeline ahead, and because based on the current lease agreement, whatever the Royals did, the Chiefs have to do at the same time. Well, now that that proposal did not pass, they can split off. Well, when they split off, what basically Clark Hunt is saying, well, we tried to stay at Arrowhead, but the voters of Jackson County said no. Again, half-assed proposal. All it was they were building a bridge and more suites in an activation zone. Whatever the bleep an activation zone is, we always laugh about that. I think they weren't trying to tank it, but I think they were trying to split up from the Royals, or they just thought that because of the Chiefs and they've won back-to-back Super Bowls, no matter what, that they would get whatever they want and it would pass. I think Clark Hunt is a businessman. All owners are typically businessmen first, fans of the team second. So what's best for Clark Hunt? Well, Kansas is offering star bonds, which what some of the rumblings have been, 70% of what he wants, which is potentially, for example, a $2 billion new stadium, right? $2 billion. Well, $1.4 billion would then be covered. It's pretty damn good, pretty good investment there, right? If you're a businessman, that sounds pretty good, right? You'd take that. Not only then, you can also build hotels around it. In Kansas, you can bet. Promo code STB on DraftKings in Kansas, right? You can go to Kansas, you can bet, you could build a casino, you could build some hotels. Where Arrowhead's currently at, you're not doing that. It just ain't happening. Maybe when the Royals move, maybe you try and do that, but I just don't think there's anything there for it. I believe that the Chiefs will move to the Kansas side by the time 2031's up. I believe they'll be playing in Kansas. I don't know how I feel about it. I've gone back and forth. As long as they stay in the KC Metro, I'm happy. I wish they would stay at Arrowhead for nostalgia because I love Arrowhead. It's beautiful. I think it's a gorgeous stadium. I think it's historic. But also, if you're Clark Hunt, your dad moved to Kansas City from Dallas, and they're from Dallas. They love Dallas. That was their thing. And then they started the Kansas City Chiefs up here. They moved once. Don't mean they ain't going to move again. I don't think they move out of the Metro. I think they stay in Kansas City. I think there's literally zero chance of them moving to like Nashville or Austin, or it doesn't matter where. They'll stay in Kansas City, but I think there's a very high possibility. I'll give it a 70% chance that they're playing on the Kansas side come 2031.
I don't know if I've asked you this before, but is Kansas City one city and two states, or is it two separate cities?
It's basically two separate cities and two states. There's KCK and KC Mo.
But so it's one city.
They're both called Kansas City.
But it's one city, though.
But it's called Kansas City, but one's KCK, one's KC Mo. Because of the state line, there's going to be different regulations.
Right.
The most likely go up by the Legends in North KC, around that area, probably.
Right.
But we'll see. Again, there's some time. They'll figure it out. They're not leaving the Kansas City Metro.
But you even just called it the Kansas City Metro as if it's one city, though.
Well, I live in the Kansas City Metro, and I technically live on the Kansas side in a town called Overland Park.
Right, so it's one city then.
Overland Park's not part of Kansas City. It's just the KC Metro.
Right.
I know Canadians don't understand how this really works, but...
I don't think it's Canadian specifically. I think it's someone who grew up in a town of 2,000 people, an apple-picking farm town.
I'm heading to a town this week after the show, heading down to basically Louisville, just north of Louisville, southern Indiana, and town of, I think, 1,400.
Ooh, there you go. Sounds like my kind of town.
Yeah, baby.
Bears, Jalen Johnson, he came up with a quote this week that said, I feel like I've been on some talented rosters to where we've had a lot of upside. I feel like for me, it's one of those things where I'm tired of just having upside and having potential. I want to be in a position where we can actually go out there and we are that and not just what we're projected to be at. Are you buying in on the Chicago Bears this season? Or are they just another team, once again, like Jalen Johnson said, where they have potential, but they won't be able to live up to it?
It really comes down to Caleb Williams, and his intro into Chicago is not going great. Right.
Is it not?
Well, semi-holding out to sign the contract, wanted a whole bunch of extra wording in there.
Right.
some like, was it ownership shares? I mean, it's absurd.
I don't know if that was just a rumor or what, though.
You've not played a single game for Chicago. You've not done anything yet. Jamarcus Russell was the hot thing until he wasn't. Like, I get it. You're trying to be Justin Fields? No, no, no. Jamarcus Russell was the same thing. Remember Jamarcus Russell?
I'm just saying, like, sorry. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Ryan Leaf. Like, I'm talking about, like, you can't miss this guy.
Right.
Well, they bleep and miss.
Right.
Caleb Williams, for all the talent, and I think he's going to be really good. I think he's a very talented quarterback. There are concerns.
Right.
I don't know what I would have done if I was picking first overall. He's the most talented quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come with the most headaches as well. I don't know if this is just... I don't want to be sound old here. If this is just the new wave of football because of NIL and guys are like, no, I'm holding out. I'm doing me. It just seems very me first instead of we first, right? Ooh. And I kind of feel like Caleb Williams has that aura around him. I don't know the guy personally. I could be wrong, but from what I see, that's what I see.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not arguing the talent or any of that stuff, but I mean, guys can be talented and they can get sideways with the organization because they put themselves and value themselves too highly. That team is talented. Jalen Johnson isn't wrong. That team has upside.
Yeah, and when Jalen you look at this roster and depth chart, it has to be a good team this year.
And Jalen Johnson's an absolute stud.
Yeah.
I mean, a stud. Phenomenal corner. Love watching him play. I'm glad he's finally getting some recognition around the NFL. But it comes down to Caleb Williams. I mean, it's a rookie quarterback. There's pressure on him week one to perform. Chicago and the fan base there is very large, very passionate, and they've been itching for a winner for a long time now. They gave you Rome. They gave you Keenan. They gave you DJ Moore. They gave you a better offensive line. They gave you everything they didn't give Justin Fields, basically. You got to put up. Because if you go out there and you go 8-9, that ain't good enough. You're gonna, I mean, I think the Bears don't win at least 10 games, double digits. I think there's going to be a lot of what ifs.
Yeah.
Because that team is damn talented. I don't know your thoughts right there, but I feel like that's a lot of pressure on a rookie quarterback.
It is a lot of pressure on a rookie quarterback, but also, I mean, it's the best situation in my memory that a rookie quarterback, especially a first overall pick, is going into. I mean, how often do you see number one overall pick have talent around him like DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, a running back? He has all the tools to succeed. I'm not sold yet. Until I see it, I'm not sold. The Bears are cursed to never get a good starting quarterback. Their entire history, they're the only NFL team who's never had a 4,000-yard passer, which is insane that that's a thing, especially in the modern day of the NFL, and for how long the Bears have been a franchise. Now, obviously, the forward pass, especially the way it's used now, you know, wasn't utilized that way for a long time. There's not many 4,000-yard passers from the 70s and 80s. But still, it's unbelievable they've never had a 4,000-yard passer. It does start make you question if this franchise is just cursed to never get a good starting quarterback. So, I mean, Justin Fields is supposed to be that guy. Bears fans were pumped. They traded up to get him. He was supposed to be their guy, and he stunk. Let's be honest. He stunk. There are people out there who still think Justin Fields is good. I don't know how.
You and I were on the same page with Fields. I feel like you and I were lockstep from the get go.
Yes.
I feel like when he was drafted, I think I remember you. I know myself. I was not high on Fields. I personally didn't see it, but I will also point out the Bears did not give him any favors. They did not help Fields Correct. Out at all. It was a combination and it was time to move on. I don't know how good Fields is. He's going to another organization in the Steelers whose offensive line has been frankly banged up and not great. Also, they lost Deontay Johnson, and who knows, probably Russell Wilson is a starter. At least that was the what the Steelers came out and said when basically they acquired him. So we'll see. But yeah, man, Fields did not have a fair. He did not have this in Chicago.
Absolutely not. And the most damning thing, I know we're talking about the Bears, but the most damning thing for Justin Fields this year is his new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, which is tough.
Brutal.
All right, let's wrap up with the MVP draft. So I think we might do this for a couple shows as we're kind of getting into training camp here. We're going to go back and forth and draft players who we think will win NFL MVP. So we're going to do five rounds. It's going to be snake draft. And then maybe at the end of the year, we'll see which one of us drafted the most winners. We're going to go through the other awards on in future shows. So
I love this.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, I love this.
Do you want first pick or second pick? And it's snake. So if you get second, then you also get third.
I'll defer to you. You decide.
I will go. I'll go second. So I'll pick two, three. You pick four, five, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's a smart one. But and you knew who I was taking, and I don't think your mind was going to allow you to do this at one. I am taking Patrick LeVon Mahomes. You weren't going to take him one, were you?
Which is why I gave you one, because
you knew your I knew the game, but I would have felt bad going second and getting Mahomes. That seems almost cheap. So I'm just an honest man over here. So I'll take Mahomes.
Makes a lot of sense. Mahomes, if anyone's curious of the odds, and you can go bet on this over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up using the code STB. I actually can't see MVP odds, being in the state of New York. So I'm just going off a list here. I don't know if these are the latest up to date odds at DraftKings, but Mahomes is the betting favorite, that I'm looking at 5-1.
Richard, on the back end for you, let's keep note of this. Well, let's make a note. We'll keep track of these. We'll tweet this out after. We'll see who gets more votes, which team one or team Stu or team Ian. And we're going to see, cause I'm feeling confident already. One pick in, I feel good.
Okay, my first pick. I guess I have back-to-back picks here too. So I will go with
Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Just give me Josh Allen, who is the second on the odds list. It's Mahomes 5-1, Josh Allen 8-1. Josh Allen, I'm a little bit afraid that he doesn't have the weapons this year that he's had in past years, but that also may mean that he might just have to put put his team on his back more times. He might run the ball more often, more rushing touchdowns. That usually looks good on an MVP resume. Has Josh Allen ever had a bad season? I know he's gone through like streaks of a few games where he hasn't looked his best, but I feel like he's one of the safer picks to just always be in the MVP conversation.
I'm the opposite of most Chiefs fans. I love Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I think Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever had a bad season. I know the interceptions and the turnovers, but he's not Mahomes. And I think that Chiefs fans, a lot of times we get used to watching Mahomes like last year, right? Mm-hmm. Where he has to do everything because those receivers are doing nothing. Allen's had some weapons, but this upcoming season, Allen has none. Allen's usage rate, which you and I have talked about, Verderame and I have talked about, was through the roof last year. It was unsustainable. And he did all that whilst being injured. Played through it.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen's a great pick. I didn't think you're going to go that route because of the lack of weapons. I was hoping I could snag him at four.
Yeah.
That was, I think, a very good pick because if they have a good year with the lack of weapons...
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're going to use him. And I think he's going to run the ball a ton, as you mentioned.
All right, my second pick, third overall. This one might be a little bit of a hot take. I potentially probably could even just wait and get him with my next pick. But so I might reach a little bit here. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts has a massive season this year. I think he and the Eagles offense specifically is going to bounce back after the implosion that was the second half of their year last year. I like their offensive coordinator and Kellen Moore. He obviously runs the ball a ton. They got the tush push. Are they going to run it without Jason Kelce as their center? I don't know. But at the end of the day, he's going to get a ton of rushing touchdowns. He has weapons at wide out. And I think he's going to have a pretty significant bounce back year. So I'm going to take Jalen Hurts with my second pick.
That's brutal, man.
I probably could have waited and got him with my next pick.
You could have got him at five. I like Jalen Hurts. I do. That's what it is. I like Jalen Hurts. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think we somewhat crowned him a little too early. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we all got so enamored at when he, like, the first year's a starter. We're like, oh yeah, he's the dude. He's top five. He's top 10. Easy. I think we jumped the gun a little bit, which is why sometimes I push back a little bit on Jordan Love and CJ Stroud just a little bit. I think he's a really good quarterback, but I don't think he's an MVP caliber type of quarterback, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you left me Lamar Jackson at number two.
Yeah.
That's the easiest pick I've could have made. Going Lamar at two.
Do you have any issue with the potential of what do they call it? Voter fatigue. Obviously, yes. There have been players that have won back-to-back MVPs. But Lamar would not only be back-to-back MVP, he'd be a third-time MVP. Is there any concern there that the voters may look a different direction if it is a tight race whatsoever and go with someone else?
No. Yes, but I'm not worried about that in regards to I'm going to pick the best chance player. You're not going to overthink it. I'm not going to overthink it. Like, could there be that? Yeah, because it happened with Mahomes.
Right.
I picked the two guys who are the MVPs who everyone always wants to crown someone else. But let's be real. It's Mahomes and Lamar as far as stat wise who consistently pop up in the MVP voting. I'm not going to overthink it. Number three is hard. I'm deciding between a veteran and deciding between a young up and coming player. This is really hard for me. Extremely hard for me because whoever I don't grab here, I know you are going to grab, which makes this really hard. But I'm going to go CJ Stroud. I was high on him last year. If you went with Jalen Hurts, kind of went with your gumption. I'm going with my gumption, and that's CJ Stroud. I don't think we see a sophomore slump with him. That Texans offense is bleeping loaded, man. The numbers he could put up are going to be ridiculous. I'm going CJ Stroud with my third pick.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, the issue is they're a little bit of a sophomore slump. The Texans are an extremely hyped team right now. Can they live up to the expectations they set for themselves after last year? Which, if we actually look back, like the Texans, I don't think were as good last year as a lot of people think. I think it's kind of recency bias because they got hot a little bit late in the season and then won a playoff game. And obviously, CJ Stroud was amazing, but they're still just 10-7. I mean,
that's pretty damn good for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
And a first year head coach, right? Yeah. Wasn't that D'Amico Ryan's first year?
Yep. But they, let's also not forget though, they wouldn't have even won the AFC South except for the fact the Titans beat the Jaguars in the last week.
Sure. 10-7 after going 2-15 is a pretty big change, man.
I'm just saying there's high expectations for the Texans this year, and I wouldn't be shocked if they don't quite meet those expectations. All right, my pick. I mean, there's an obvious name that hasn't been drafted yet, but I don't know if I want to take him.
CMC.
No, what? No.
Brock Purdy.
No, okay, I'm going to take him. I'll take Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah. I think he's a little bit overvalued at 10-1. I got concerns about their offensive line. I got concerns about him being able to stay healthy. But still, if he's still available hanging around, I got to take him 10-1. He has the weapons. He's obviously produced at a high level. He's sneaky. Wasn't playing good before he got hurt last year. He wasn't playing great. But still, of the names left, I have to take Joe Burrow.
Are you going to take the Jake Browning next just in case?
Yes.
You might as well take Jake Browning. I think you might need that.
Now, do I go with the other young guy? Or do I go?
I know who you're thinking about. I know who you like. So I think you want to go Jordan Love. I think you want to go Jordan Love, but I think your mind's not telling you that. And you want to be a Falcon lover and go Kirk Cousins.
No, I'm not going Kirk Cousins. No. A little too early in the draft, I think, for Kirk Cousins. I think I'm going to go. I'm not going to go Jordan Love. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, who, let's remember, to be fair, heading into week, 15 or 16, he was the odds-on favorite to an NFL MVP going into that game against the Ravens. Now, obviously, in that game against the Ravens, he happened to have his worst start of the season on the national stage, Lamar Jackson had a very good game, and the odds flipped. It went from Brock Purdy being the odds on favorite to then Lamar Jackson being the odds on favorite. He obviously never really recovered. He didn't have enough time left in the season to do so. But my point is, it was late in the year last year, and he was minus money to win NFL MVP. So yeah, I know that he's not, you know, the sexy name, the, you know, a lot of people still don't think he's an elite quarterback. Fact of the matter is, he was on the verge of winning MVP last year.
Fact or fiction?
So I'll take him. I'll take him here. He's, I think, 16 to 1 to win MVP this season. So he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8th on the odds list. I just picked him, what, 7th overall in our draft? So yeah, I'll take Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me. I'm going all by my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't look at your little silly numbers there, mm-hmm. Ian. But that was a good pick. I don't think he should be top five because I've talked about the team, but he's going to be a quarterback for probably the best record team in the NFC. So he's going to get a lot of votes. That's just a smart, smart Excel spreadsheet move right there.
Yeah.
So that was your top five, right? You got five. You're done.
Oh, am I done? Is that it?
That should be five, right?
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy. No, I have one more.
Don't I? Oh, you have one more. Okay.
Yeah, because I went two picks and then two picks. Yeah, I got four. So I got
okay,
one
so
more.
I have my last two then, right?
Yes.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
Mahomes, Lamar, CJ. Okay, so do I go wide receiver?
Ooh.
Do I go running back? I'm going to go... Ooh. I'll go... I want to go CMC.
Interesting.
I really want to go CMC.
Yeah. You got two picks. You can use one of them on him.
I know that. Well, I'm going to have one wild card, right? You can't have two position players. You can have one.
Right.
Like I can't do it. So basically do I Justin Jefferson, is he's going to just carry the Vikings? No, I don't think so. Is it going to be CMC? Is it going to be Bijan Robinson?
Ooh. Yeah, I like it.
I'll go CMC four.
All right.
I'll go
Makes
Christian
sense.
McCaffrey.
Obviously, I mean, when Brock Purdy was the favorite to win MVP, McCaffrey was, I think, third on the, I think it was Brock Purdy, Lamar, and then CMC were the only ones still in contention heading into that game. So, yeah, if the 49ers have the best record in the NFC, if he produces at the same level he did last year, but then Brock Purdy doesn't necessarily, you know, live up to, you know, the bar he set last year, it could certainly go to Christian McCaffrey. If a running back's ever going to win it again in the history of the NFL, it's Christian McCaffrey. If he can't win it, no one can at that position.
So I have one last pick, and this one's hard. I'm deciding between a young quarterback and a old quarterback. I don't know if I'm going to go with the young Jordan Love or if we're going to go with the veteran who, when healthy, as I see you smirking, it's probably the guy you were going to go for, isn't it? Give me Matthew Stafford.
Oh, what? Do you regret not looking at a list at all? Because
yeah, I do. I don't. Who am I missing? Am I missing just an absolute, just easy one?
There's a few ahead of Stafford on the odds list. Dak Prescott.
No.
Justin Herbert.
Ew.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff was my other consideration was Jared Goff.
I thought when you were talking veteran, I thought you were going to take Aaron Rodgers.
Oh no! What? Oh no! I did not make a bad move. Right. So my option was between Stafford, Jared Goff and Jordan Love. And
oh, is Jordan Love still available?
We've talked about it ad nauseum here.
Oh yeah, okay.
I think
that makes my last pick pretty obvious.
I think he takes a sophomore slump more so than CJ Stroud. Yeah. I could see Love taking it. I don't know if he will or not, but I think if you gave me those two guys who takes a slight step back, I'm going Love over Stroud. I like the veteran Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp healthy, Puka Nacua healthy. They're pass first offense. Stafford, when healthy, puts up insane numbers. Mm-hmm. I think that Breece Hall is going to be such a big impact player for the Packers or for the Jets, might eat into some of Rodgers' numbers. So I'm going veteran Stafford at five.
And actually, I mean, this does put me in a tough position because now Jordan Love, if you look at the odds list, is by far the shortest odds of all the players who we haven't taken yet. He's actually fifth on the odds list of 14-1. So if we like tweet out these lists, it's going to look bad that neither of us are going to have Jordan Love on the team.
I don't care what people think about me. Ian, yeah, that's on you. If you care what people think, that's on you. I go with my gut.
And that's why I'm not going to go with Jordan Love. I'm going to go with Tua Tagovailoa, 30-1, as my final MVP candidate. Led the NFL in passing yards last season, 4,624, obviously on a very explosive offense. Now, the Dolphins are going to have to keep it up for 17 games this year, not just like completely, you know, stop scoring touchdowns 11 weeks into the season. But statistically, Tua, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year, completed 69.3% of passes. Like I said, leading pass in terms of yardage, right up there, second behind only Brock Purdy in yards per pass attempt. 101.1 quarterback rating, 60.8 QBR.
He's just a left-handed Brock Purdy on a worse team. That's all it is.
Oh. I mean, in what sense?
He plays like Brock Purdy, but he's left-handed. The offense is similar, but the team is not. Like, I think if you're telling me, like, give me a bucket, Brock Purdy or Tua, I'm like, they're like the same guy.
Yeah. Hey, if the same guy is, you know, number one and number two in yards per pass attempt, then it's a good same guy to be then.
That's what I think of your team.
So there we go. So I guess that's it. I mean, obviously the big one off the board, undrafted Jordan Love, who's fifth on the odds list, but for some reason neither of us, and I do kind of agree, I think those are crazy odds for Jordan Love. Yes, he had a hot end of his year, but it's still a very young team. I think it's a team that might regress a tiny little bit this year. So Jordan Love, undrafted, Dak Prescott, undrafted, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence, and then Jared Goff. And then, I mean, nobody was going to draft Kyler Murray or Caleb Williams or Baker Mayfield. So those are the significant ones that were undrafted, with the most significant obviously being Jordan Love. So my team, I got Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, and Tua Tagovailoa. Sterling, you have Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, and Matt Stafford.
Correct. What do your five guys have in common?
They're all quarterbacks.
Sure. Anything else?
None of them have won MVP before.
Something else?
None of them have won a Super Bowl before.
None of them have won a Super Bowl before. And who's their arch rival?
Patrick Mahomes and
Patrick
the Chiefs.
LaVon Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, you just basically try to pick like the Avengers to try and take down Mahomes. And good luck is all I'm saying. Good luck.
I guess it kind of is, isn't it? 49ers in the Super Bowl. So Brock Purdy's kind of like their NFC rival. Josh Allen, obviously. Joe Burrow, obviously.
Jalen Hurts from the Super Bowl when Mahomes beat Hurts. And Hurts had a great game.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Someone's got to take down Patrick Mahomes. There you go. That's our NFL MVP draft. I think we're going to keep doing it for the other awards as well and see who can have the most winners on their teams.
I love this. This is a great idea. This is one of your best ideas, Ian.
Thank you. What do you want to do next week? Offensive rookie? Offensive player?
I like offensive rookie. I like offensive rookie of the year because I think there's a couple fun ones that we could throw in there.
All right. Next week, offensive rookie of the year draft. But that is it for this week. As we march on, training camps will be fully open at all 32 teams by the time we do our show next week. Any final thoughts, Sterling?
Yeah. I'm bleeping stoked, man. I training camp's great. It means it's the start of the NFL season. It means there's actual stuff to talk about, things to look for, things to glean. Will we overreact to every little thing? Yes, we 100% will. And it's the time of year when breaking news is typically bad. Breaking news typically means injury. So we need another like news outlet that not, it's not breaking news for like when a guy signs or anything else NFL related, but when like good things happen, can we get like super happy fun news?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Instead of breaking news. Because when I see breaking news, I get
nervous.
I clinch. I clinch up.
Yep. Yeah, sounds good to me. All right, thank you all so much for watching. Subscribe to the podcast. Like this video if you're watching this on YouTube. Rate and review it if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast. Sign up for an account at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code STB. Get some bonus bets. And yeah, thank you all for watching and listening. And we will talk to you all next week. Bye.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.